Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, my name is Teresa. This week, I want to talk about a very relevant topic. I have increasingly heard more conversations from parents about the occurrence of bullying around and amongst kids. I was surprised to realize or discover how common an experience this is for the kids in our lives. And so I wanted to address it in a podcast episode. I actually just had a virtually live conversation with some fellow parents and educators about this very subject. And it turned into a very in-depth and enlightening conversation to hear all of the different perspectives on ways that we can reduce bullying and really come to understand why it occurs. And so I want to talk in this episode about two things: bullies and bullying, and teaching empathy. We oftentimes view bullies through a negative lens. They must be mean people. They must view the world in a negative way. They must have negative experiences. And we make these assumptions about why they do the things that they do and how they should be treated because of those things. And what I want to encourage is for us as adults to teach our kids to better communicate, better express themselves. These things are not easy. They're not easy to teach. They're not easy to instill, but they are necessary. Because when kids have good communication skills, they are then better able to represent and defend and express themselves. And being able to do those things can make them less susceptible to bullies and bullying behavior. When we instill kids with a strong self-image, we empower the reduction of bullying. When we build strong self-image in our kids, we teach them to not need to bully, demean, diminish other people. Bullying can come in physical, mental, and emotional ways. Bullies can confront you face to face. Bullies can come at you online. Especially now that we spend so much more of our time for the foreseeable future online. And so it is imperative, it's a must, that we teach the kids in our lives empathy. The ability to connect with and understand other people's experiences, emotions, and needs. Kids especially, and I think bullies in general, do so because they are seeking something that they're either not otherwise getting or don't know how else to accomplish or to obtain. That doesn't make bullying okay. In fact, it makes bullying worse. Because it means that that child has not been given the tools that they need to constructively express themselves. And it also means that that child has not been given the things that they need to feel secure. Secure in themselves, secure in their situation, whether that's their psychological situation, their educational situation, their relationship situation, their relationship to friends, their relationship to family, their relationship to people in their community. And we need to teach our kids from a much younger age than we assume how to feel and express empathy. The understanding of what someone else is thinking, feeling, and needing. Again, that also requires that we teach our kids how to communicate, how to express themselves. When I was in the classroom as a preschool teacher, I always engaged conflicts amongst my students by engaging them in conversation, by recognizing their feelings, by asking them and giving them the opportunity to express themselves. Now, that sometimes meant that they got angry. That sometimes meant that they yelled or that they cried. And that was okay, because they were expressing themselves the way that they needed to, but in that moment, they were also being heard. I was hearing them as an adult who was trying to help, and the other child who they were in conflict with, or maybe a couple of other children that they were in conflict with, was also hearing them, because they were encouraged to listen, support, and help come to a resolution for the situation. And because of this, in most of my classes, we were able to come together as a group to find solutions to problems that we faced that made everybody involved feel better. So I get the question a lot. How can we make our kids more resistant to or resilient against bullying? And this is how we do it. We have to teach our kids how to use their voice. We have to give them a strong self-image. Now, we sometimes struggle with letting kids use their voice. Kids, from the minute they learn that they have a voice and they understand how to use it, don't generally struggle with a willingness to use it until we start to restrict how and when it is appropriate for them to use it. And this can be as much of a challenge for us as adults as it is for the kids in our lives, because we want our kids to be respectful, we want them to follow rules, we want them to behave in ways that we see as acceptable or respectful or kind or all of those things. But I want to challenge you to give your kids a little bit more leeway. Let your kids be a little bit more respectfully vocal about their wants and needs, and engage in a dialogue with them when they begin to step outside of certain boundaries when they are trying to express themselves. This will help the kids in your lives understand that their feelings and their needs are valid, but that there is a respectful, kind, positive way for them to express themselves, both when they're asked to do something or not to do something, and when they are in difficult situations of conflict. Because when they are then faced with a conflict, if they are encouraged in other situations to use their voice, they will find their voice in those moments of confrontation. And you want them to use their voice and their opinions and their thoughts and their feelings versus acting out in a physical way to express themselves. Kids will choose to use their voice to express themselves over physical outcomes when they have a stronger self-image. And again, starting to build that self-image in kids has to be done at a younger age than most of us expect. I would encourage you to start building your kids' self-image the minute that they are able to interact, engage, and in some way speak. So, right around the age of 2, you could probably even start a little bit earlier than that, but right around the age of 2 is when they're going to start to interact and respond to the reassurance and positive feedback that they get as you begin to build their strong positive self-image. Another way that you can build strong self-image is by allowing your kids to do things for themselves. This allows them to see themselves in a different way than maybe they've seen themselves previously. And yes, this is going to involve them making mistakes. This is going to involve possibly sometimes them getting hurt, maybe physically or emotionally. But those things are a part of the process as long as you are there to reassure them and help them take a step back, reevaluate the situation, and try again. That idea of trying again is where you will start to see them evolve in the way that they see themselves. So if they started out shy or feeling like they're not capable or feeling like they don't have any specific talents or skills or interests, helping them build their self-image by engaging them in experiences, giving them opportunities to learn new things and experience new things and do new things, they're going to gain skills. They're going to start to take on new ideas and think about things either in a different way or think about things that they never had the interest to study or think about before. So then teaching empathy gets to be a little bit easier, because once we can build a strong self-image for and in the kids in our lives, it almost is a natural response for them to want others to feel good about themselves and their skills and their interests and their needs. And one of the ways that you can reinforce empathy is by doing good deeds and recognizing and acknowledging when the kids in your lives do good deeds or express positive emotions or sentiments using positive words or talk. We are heading into or closer to the month of February, and we tend to celebrate or recognize things like Valentine's Day in the month of February, which is all about connection and caring and positive emotions. And what better time between now and then and beyond then to introduce and practice this idea of empathy. Doing good deeds, being kind to others, and engaging in conversations and interactions in positive ways. And so, when we're talking about kids who are younger than teenagers, one of the things that I would encourage is pretend play, make-believe play, role play, where you can set up these experiences for kids to express and practice things like empathy, using their voice, building new skills, which reinforces their positive self-image. We tend to forget that play can, well, play a pivotal role in building these positive aspects of our kids' personalities. Now, if bullying is something that your child is experiencing, or perhaps your child themselves is even struggling with empathy, make believe, pretend, play, or role playing can be a great way to practice these things, because then you create a safe environment where they can take on a role and they can practice these skills, and they're fully in control of the experience. And then they can begin to put their own spin on it. And make-believe play is a great way to get kids to practice using their voice, because they take on personas and they become somebody else, or they imagine themselves in a different role. They imagine themselves being somebody else. And what better way to practice empathy than being able to take on the role of being somebody else? You are literally putting them in somebody else's shoes. So I'm going to ask you this question. How can you engage the kids in your life in role-playing or pretend play to practice empathy, building strong self-image, and finding their voice? You can reach out to me through the comments of this episode, through the Anchor platform, or you can reach out to me on social media, and I would be very excited to hear your responses to that question. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you found this week's episode useful. We're going through a very trying time right now as society, as people, as humans, as adults, as children. And my goal with this episode was to help give you tools and ideas to make the human experience a little bit easier. So thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when I'll have another fun learning, skill building topic to explore together. Don't forget to check me out online and participate in the virtual live experiences we have available there. I'll talk to you next week.